Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis Real Estate. We've got Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans in the house. We're streaming over on Facebook, thanks to Jill, facebook.com/ One Ant Company Real Estate. We're going to continue the conversation here this week, Pat. We've got a really good guest coming on in segment two, one of the owners of a local restaurant and establishment. We'll give you that in just a little bit. And we're going to continue the conversation of our local businesses, especially our restaurants, what they're going through right now. Pat, actually, I don't know if you've seen this on TikTok, this trend where people in New York City are setting up a table outside the restaurant in the snowstorm.
Yeah.
And they're like, thanks, Gov. We're just enjoying our outdoor dining here.
Yeah.
As their plate of food is getting like filled up with a half inch of snow.
Yeah. It's like, that's the example. That's what we've been talking about. It's like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, you can't do it this time of year.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And so these restaurants, they're hurting badly. Obviously, you know, that happened in March and April, and it's happening again where the restrictions are literally shutting down so many of their businesses. Over 600 restaurants in Connecticut have had to shut down permanently. Just recently, Dan, the association president, Connecticut Restaurant Association president, that is, told us that in one day, 12, and this was like a week ago, a week and a half ago, 12 restaurants closed down in one day. So our local economy needs these small businesses. I mean, so I forget the stat, Pat, but small businesses make up a large percentage of the businesses here in Connecticut.
Yeah, the workforce overall, I think the revenue and then the overall workforce, I think there's, obviously you have large employers, right? The Pfizers, the EBs and those kind of things, but there's only so many of those when you compare it to the number of 6, 8, 12 employee companies that are in Connecticut. I mean, there's just huge volumes of them.
Yeah, Pat, we were talking about this last week. I'm glad you sent this over, this study here. What is driving the spread of COVID-19 in New York? Because obviously New York right now, especially New York City, has the most strict, shutdown on these restaurants. And so
they also have a core, right? So they have this core of people called contact tracers that are they're not doing contact tracing just like on the app on your phone. Like they have actual people that are keeping these stats, which was a big sticking point for a lot of people. We talked about it last week, right? What was it? 1.4% of cases are being traced back to restaurants approximately.
1.43%.
Yeah.
Are being traced back to restaurants and bars. And so that on last week's show, I'm like, that seems like ridiculous because they're taking on the brunt of the restrictions. Restaurants and bars, like no other business, are being restricted and or shut down more so than anybody. And if at 1.43% the cases are being traced back to them, it seems unbalanced and unfair to me.
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's a, on the article we just shared, there's a stat, there's the wheel of wonder, but there's also like an actual, the next slide has the actual breakdown. And yeah, 1.43, I think the punishment is disproportionate, which I think is the point that we've been trying to make, is if they're, A, that's a very small number, and I appreciate the severity, right? We are by no means, we don't work in the medical field. Like, Byron and I are the last people to claim that we have secret information nobody else knows about this, but from the outside looking in, if you have this information available and you tell me that 1.43% of the 1.43% of the population that's being affected is coming from this one venue, that again seems like a very small margin for the disproportionate level of restriction. I feel like that's the part that's so scary.
There's one category, and I guess you could argue that the second part of this category could maybe tie into restaurants, but I don't know. They got the stat of 1.43% restaurant and bars. The one category that makes up the most, it's basically 3/4 of all cases being traced back to it, 73.84%. It's household/social gatherings. So I don't know what the breakdown of social gatherings would be, but household, right? Everyone's got to stay at home, but yet that's where this thing is getting passed the most. 3 out of 4 people, it's being traced back to their household.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we'll share it here for those of us over on Facebook. The stats are, it's crazy, right? It's 75% round numbers just under 8%, 2%, and then everything goes 2.5% or lower.
Yeah.
Those, you know, the top three are the only things that are north of 2%. And then everything else gets these, you know, gets very, very, very small. I don't mean it to sound like that's not scary. I mean, I you know, it is still the severity of the virus is not at all what we're questioning. I think our point is the severity of the focused restrictions on one aspect versus the other. And the livelihood, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who has a very, very close friend who's been a professional chef for north of 20 years. Their place has been closed down. They tried to open for a very short period of time, and they weren't built for the takeout only model. It just doesn't work for them. Their menu was too big. They didn't really adjust. They're trying to adapt again, right? Because now they're facing these lockdowns again. But this is a professional for 20 plus years. I mean, think about what we had with Tom Tool on a couple of weeks ago when Pennsylvania said realtors can't do business.
Right. They couldn't for a long period of time over there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know that's been, you know, lifted since, but, you know, listen, your industry right here. I mean, real estate's on this list at 0.10%.
0.10% share of exposure source for real estate. Yeah, I mean, it'd be very difficult. And again, we're not scientists or doctors. We're not in the medical field. But if you're following, you know, the CDC guidelines, for example, it'd be very difficult, I believe, to transmit the disease on a real estate showing. I mean, we've basically asked people not to, you know, sometimes in the past, Pat, in previous years on a real estate showing, people would want to bring their grandparents and their friends and their, you know, you'd have a whole caravan of people showing up to see the house. We've basically stopped that and really tried to even, you know, if you've got kids and you can have somebody watch your kids while you're doing the showings and you just keep it to the two decision makers, you know, a couple, you know, if there's two decision makers, just those two on the showings. And most people have been able to, you know, adhere to that.
Well, we've talked about that too, even early on. We talked about it, and I feel like it's important to bring back up again. That should hold true for most trips out of the house. Like, you go to the grocery store and you have a married couple with a child or two, there's no reason for all three or four of you to be in the grocery store. There just isn't. Yeah. One of you needs to go buy the groceries. It's like, it shouldn't be a cadre of seven of you wandering around Walmart to go buy bottled water. That's silly. Stay in the car. What are you doing?
Another thing I saw on TikTok recently was in Walmarts where there's a whole page about this. People climb into the cage of where they've got like the basketball
rubber balls.
The rubber balls. There's a whole TikTok page of people just climbing into the cage and falling in.
Into ball baskets. Know,
yeah, probably on a number of nippers. All right. Anyways, we've got the owner of These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich joining us next to talk about the restrictions on the restaurants, what it has done to her business. Stay tuned. We're talking to a local restaurant owner next on Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of
Real Estate Radio. This is Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. And we are joined right now by Ray and Becca, husband and wife, co-owners of These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you both. And there's no question. One, I'm a huge restaurant guy. I mean, that's, if you look at my Amex bill at the end of the year, it's ridiculous how much restauranting I enjoy doing. One, I feel like, you know, your industry is made up of some of the hardest working individuals in our local towns, really anywhere. Restaurant employees, staff, and certainly owners and entrepreneurs work extremely hard, tirelessly, 7 days a week, long hours. I have such admiration for what you guys do, the creativity that goes into it, and then the creativity that goes into it, certainly in a year like 2020, it's very and I'm just, I just admire what you guys do. And this year has been harder than ever. We've been talking about it here on the show, and we shared it during the break on Facebook Live. The share of exposure source, restaurants make up only 1.43%. This is according to the contract tracing data in New York. Only make up 1.43% of the share of spread. And it seems like the lockdown, to what Pat said during the break, has been just disproportionately extreme on your industry. Can you guys speak to that and how it's affected you guys personally in Norwich?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having us. So when the initial lockdown happened and the governor shut down all restaurants other than takeout, it was a shock to the system. You know, everybody orders their food. Most restaurants order their food in bulk on Sunday and then get minimal seafood and produce deliveries throughout the week. So, you know, the fact that he did it on March 16th on a Monday when we've already received all the food, and then with COVID, you couldn't return it. So we actually gave it all to our staff. It was, you know, heartbreaking to let go of 22 people and not give them an answer as to when they could return to work. And then moving forward, as he lifted some restrictions for outdoor dining, it became a little bit easier, but you really had to adapt. Most of us didn't have outdoor dining set up, or, you know, in the past you had to apply for a special permit to have outdoor dining. He waived that. The city of Norwich, I have to tell you, was absolutely fantastic in helping us. Jason Vincent from NCDC was instrumental in finding a way to get as many restaurants in Norwich an outdoor dining area so that without any additional cost to us, he found tables and chairs and tents and whatever he could do to keep us all open as much as possible.
They're your neighbors too, right? Jason's right down the...
He is.
Yeah, they're right down on the other side of Foundry, right?
Yeah, about a building down, yep.
Yeah,
for a little while longer before our move, but
that's true. I want to talk about that too with you guys because that looks really exciting.
Thank you. And then, you know, the summer was okay. It typically, when you're not on the shoreline, sales drop off a little bit for beer. We make our own beer, but never to the amount that it was now. We were about 35% down in sales, and now we're about 70% down. So I think that, you know, it's not fair that the scare tactics that the governor's office do and the media does. And I really appreciate you guys sharing as many stories as possible, because the more that the word is out that restaurants are laying off more people and having more hardships, you're going to lose an entire culture of young people that want to get into this industry because it's too scary for future income. I can't imagine being a restaurateur now planning a restaurant and having a whole lot of confidence that the government is there to help you, because they are not.
Yeah. I mean, you're already, it's a tough industry to, there's no salary, there's no baseline. And like, it's already difficult, especially if you're in your position, right? You guys hung the shingle out and we can go do this. You took over, you know, that corner has been a watering hole in Norwich for longer than I can remember. And so there's history there. There's, you know, that, you know, Franklin Street being one way, like all these silly stuff that you guys just work to overcome. Keeping friends like Scott Camisar engaged, thumbs up on that, by the way, making sure he stays busy. That's good. But I can't imagine, like you said, what is going through someone's mind who end of last year was like, 2020 is going to be my year. I'm going to do insert name of something. And then you hear stories like yours, which is still a positive one for now, but you know, that's due entirely to your efforts to stay afloat and keep going.
Yeah, it's a day-to-day struggle. We had a meeting the other day on Zoom with Kathy Austin and Doug Dubitsky and a couple other representatives of the state. And I don't think they understand the amount that people like us are digging into our personal savings to try and keep our restaurant and employees employed. We just had to lay off two more this week. So, you know, we're down to a team of six that we had 24. And it's humbling, but we also haven't taken a paycheck ourselves in 4 months. And I don't think that everybody realizes that the self-employed, you know, for even when Governor Lamont initially shut things down, I don't think he realized how many people that are self-employed couldn't collect unemployment for a while.
Yeah. And, you know, talking to two entrepreneurs, we have Becca and her husband, Ray, owners of These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich. As a fellow entrepreneur, I laugh when I hear people just, you know, cavalier, like throw cavalier statements out like, oh, the minimum wage should be $22 an hour. These business owners, they can afford it out here. You know, this is right. This is what people should be paid, and they should be doing that. They're just raking in all the money. We know that, and you guys know this better than I do. Connecticut Restaurant Association said that already since March, over 600 restaurants have permanently shut down. How many months do you guys think you'll be able to keep digging into your savings?
Well, I would say probably another maybe month, 2 months at the most, but we need some kind of relief. And we even went to the governor's mansion. I don't know if you heard about that last week, and he came out and spoke with us, and I think he just told us what he wanted, you know, what he wanted us to hear, and then went back inside and didn't really get anything accomplished. But we're going to go back this Monday again with a bunch more people. And we started a Facebook campaign, and along with a bunch of other people. So
we joined a Facebook campaign for all the restaurateurs and breweries that are greatly affected. You know, even our neighbors at Epicure, now all of a sudden they're strapped with food restrictions, that they have to have their own food. And you know, breweries and wineries aren't designed to do that. You're designed to bring your own food with you. You know, there's a few brew pubs like us in the state that pride ourselves on both, but that's a different dynamic than your regular brewery. And we have, the caveat is, how many more months do you dip into your savings that you initially had set aside for your future in our new location? So, you know, that's the catch 22, because, you know, landlords don't care. Some vendors don't care. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place.
How disappointing was it to, I'm sure you guys looked into the PPP loan. How disappointing was it that fell short for restaurant owners?
I think it's the government should be embarrassed. I think that too many people that got the PPP loan, you know, Tom Brady is a perfect example of that. Did he need the PPP? No, he could have dug into his pocket instead of buying himself a yacht, but who am I to judge? Instead, we used 90% of it ourselves. We took the PPP. 90% of it went to our employees. We didn't even take any money out of it ourselves for our own payroll. And then the other percentage went to rent. So you have to, but that money had to be spent so fast that I brought back more people than I really needed, where if I could have just brought back maybe 10 to 12 instead of 16 of them, I could have lasted longer and not had to dip into my savings so early. And then the fact that, you know, all the politicians are fighting now over the next PP while we're all just trying to scrape by.
Yeah. Oh, they've been fighting for like literally 6 months. What type of relief is needed for restaurant owners right now?
I think there needs to be a moratorium on evictions. I think that, you know, this $5,000 grant that the state of Connecticut wants to give you is unrealistic. It's a drop in the bucket. I also think that all my employees who rely on tips deserve more than the unemployment that they're given right now. It's not survivable. So if you don't do a moratorium on giving restaurateurs a chance to make up the money to then, you know, stay afloat and stay in the locations that they're in, what's going to happen to all those vacant spaces? I think that these landlords don't think about these things. I think that the government doesn't think about these things, because you're losing a huge percentile nationwide of people that will be unemployed the more and longer that these restrictions are in place.
I mean, look at Mystic and New London and Groton, Norwich. You know, it's all small business. So without small business, I mean, we're going to have empty towns. And I mean, let's face it, we're going to have a Walmart. Big deal. You know what I mean?
The
big
right. I think one of the scary things growing up in Norwich, remembering downtown Norwich, remembering Franklin Street and all of those things, the 180 that you guys were pivotal in helping turn around the middle of downtown to have all of these locations to go to, it's in danger right now again. And I don't know how much that we can't, I don't think we can over convey that to your point that, again, I have a soft spot for Norwich, but there are lots of Norwiches that have these, like you said, fully supported small local business, 3, 5, 10 employees that won't be there in 3 months, 6 months, certainly not a year if this continues. You know, I think we need to definitely support, push. We do have to go to a break here in a second, but
yeah. And are you guys willing to stay through to the next break?
Yeah.
Till we come back. Great. We've got Becca and Ray, husband and wife, co-owners of These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich. They have been carrying the burden of small business owners here over the last 9 months. They're in the industry that is the most restricted. And we come back, we're going to talk about ways that the listeners, everybody listening, can get involved to help owners like Becca and Ray, how you can get involved, and maybe some positive momentum that might be starting up here with all the negative going on. Real Estate Radio, when we come back, we're talking to Beck and Ray, These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich. 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. State Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis, and Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. We are speaking with Becca and Ray, husband and wife, co-owners of These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich. Them and their industry has been unfairly restricted more than any during the COVID-19 pandemic. And thank you guys for coming on last segment and just sharing some of the hardship that you've been through and the hardship that you are continuing to go through, and it seems to be getting worse before it gets better. Where can some folks listening go and help the cause, and what should people be doing that want to help their local businesses and their local entrepreneurs and restaurant owners? What should they be doing right now?
So right now there's a huge campaign with the Restaurant Association. It's called #SaveCTRestaurants. So whenever you go to your favorite dining establishment or even get to go or buy a gift card, share that on social media, tag SaveCT Restaurants, tag Governor Lamont, show him that, you know, you feel comfortable that we're doing it as safely as possible and that his restrictions don't warrant, they're not warranted based on the facts of the math that New York has released. And personally, I would love to see the math of Connecticut.
Let's share on for those on Facebook, let's share that chart. I like the little pie chart there down at the bottom. Can I share my screen? Let me share mine. If you're on Facebook, if you're listening, go over to facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. And these are contact tracing stats from New York. The state has looked at contact tracing data for 46,000 cases of the coronavirus. Here are the top 30 exposure sources. 73.84%. It's not the restaurant industry. It's household gatherings. People in their own homes is the number one source of spreading the coronavirus. Number two, 7.81%, healthcare delivery. Number three, higher education student, over 2%. And then everything is under 2%. Education employee, 1.5. And then you have restaurant and bars at 1.43%. 1.43%. And this is according to New York State contact tracing data for 46,000 cases, it doesn't seem like we should be restricting restaurants to the level that we are if it's at 1.43%. Have you guys seen, actually, by the way, on, I know I mentioned this earlier, and Jill and Pat are going to laugh at me again. Have you seen any of the TikTok New York restaurants where they're eating outside in the snowstorm, and they're like, thanks, Gov. This is really a great experience here.
They are troopers.
They are troopers, and they're really, you know, kind of, you know, showing us how ridiculous it was for the city of New York to say, oh, but you can eat outside in the middle of a blizzard. You know, you put a piece of pizza down on somebody's plate and there's a half inch of snow on top of it. It's a snow pie, you know? Who doesn't want a snow pie, right? Are you guys still open right now at these guys? And what safety measures have you taken to remain open?
So we deep clean the restaurant every Monday. We are closed on Monday and Tuesday to the public. We shortened our hours. So we're only open Wednesday through Friday, 4 to 9. And then on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, we open at noon. Saturday, we close at 9. Sunday, we close at 7. We've spent thousands of dollars on PPE. As you know, that you've seen probably on the news that hospitals now are having shortages of gloves. So we were kind of got ahead of that curve and recognized it. So we bought up quite a bit ahead of time so that the struggle wouldn't hit us like it did for residential people and toilet paper. But overall, I think that anytime anybody can go out, if you're not comfortable eating out because you are afraid, at least get takeout, at least get a growler to go. Instead of supporting conglomerate manufacturers, it's really the time to support your local mom and pop places. They need you the most right now.
You know what's not on this list for share of exposure source? Takeout, buying gift cards, buying growlers. Like, that's not on this list, right? And I think the science has shown that it is not being transmitted at all through takeout food. That was in March and April an unknown. It's transmitted, you know, through the droplets of air if you catch it right, not through a bag of takeout food.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think the idea or you know, wild implication, like, you guys want to be responsible for somebody getting sick from your place, really? Like, as owners, as business owners, as regular human beings, you really want to have that on your A, on your conscience, B, have that reputation, right? What happens to your business if somebody gets sick because of, like, it's even hard. So you guys take it so seriously. You know, Byron was talking about going out, you know, going out frequently, you know, the same thing. My credit card charge card looks like the 73.84%. Of exposure is all going to be from restaurants and bars, because that's where we spend all of our money. But it's the same. You go to places that you trust and that you like and that you have faith in that are doing a good job. And everywhere we've gone, you know, we're traveling a little bit right now. Everywhere we've gone, the work that goes in, I can't imagine how much more stressed you guys and your staff are every day, because you know that the table next to the one that just left is watching how you clean it. They're making sure that you're spraying and that you're wiping and that you're changing gloves. You're under constant scrutiny. So you're working harder with less to keep going. And I think it's just, there's nothing, we don't know I don't know how much more we can say that we have to support you guys and everybody else that's local. And you're going to have ghost towns. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's what you said before, Ray. And so it's such a scary prospect.
Yeah. And I mean, our last segment, we're going to talk about our real estate rewind. And obviously real estate has been in a pretty fortunate spot through all of this, but long-term, how many people are going to want to buy in Connecticut if we do not have places to go out and dine? And these small local, I mean, that's what's made up these small little Connecticut towns and villages, makes them so beautiful. You got these great small local businesses and restaurants that people can participate in. We have Marvin from Norwich on the line. Marvin, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, good morning. I'm doing quite well, and I wish you all were doing better. And good morning to Ray and Becca. And yes, it that is one of Norwich's historic places to go. I can attest to that. one of the things I would like to say, though, I'm going to dive right into politics. Now, this month, since the city council meeting, the third Monday usually is postponed because of Christmas week, and then they'll have the any open topic on the first Monday and the third Monday in January to make up for it. I try to speak to any issue any time that I can at every city hall. I really miss going to city hall. That's another thing I think we should be doing. We should be able to go there. There's a way we can do it. I know there is. I was team leader of a personal decontamination team at a nuclear power plant. I think I know a little bit about how this works. So anyways, what did we do in November? We elected the same deadbeat state representatives and state senators here in Norwich that we've had for the past three decades, and it's ridiculous because right now we have a General Assembly that may not even be having public hearings when they reassemble back in the spring. They may not reassemble. We don't even know which end is up with that. So basically, the state truly is run by a king. It really is.
And so Marvin, what can we do to help people like Becca and Ray, and Becca and Ray, feel free to chime in. What can we do to help our local government officials be part of the solution and not part of the problem?
Okay, when I was part of the No Tolls, which I still am part of No Tolls, it was numbers. Numbers really matter. So your customers, your fellow associates, you can speak with Jason. Jason's a good friend of mine, and he's very instrumental. But we need big numbers, and I'll be more than happy to put my name and my address and my number on any piece of paper that says, Governor, you're doing us wrong.
Please feel free, Marvin, to go to hashtag CT, Safe CT Restaurants. Please reach out to every politician that will hear you, send a letter, give a call. I think that the more people that support our industry, the louder the voice will get, and eventually he has to listen. Somebody has to listen.
If you could put that on the Facebook page, and I'll make sure to get that word out. I have a lot of friends.
Jill's putting that on the Facebook page. You can jump over to Facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate to find that. Becca and Ray, you guys have been troopers, and Marvin, thanks for the call, by the way.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We'll see you on the Facebook. Becca and Ray, you guys have really taken on the brunt of this as entrepreneurs. It is a heartbreaking story because I know how hard you both work, as well as your peers in the industry. We've got the giftcardproject.com going on where you can buy restaurant gift cards donated to the Gift Card Project, and they'll go to people who need it, including this round, people who have been let go from restaurants through the Connecticut Restaurant Association. Where can people buy gift cards from you folks? And we're going to give away some gift cards to your establishment, These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich here in the fourth and final segment. But where can people that want to participate buying gift cards from you go? Is there online? Do they go come down and see you? Where can they get gift cards from you guys?
There's three ways. So you can go on www.theseguysbrewing.com and purchase it through our website, and then it'll be mailed to you, or we can hold it for pickup, or you can call the brewery at 860-949-8550 and we can process it over the phone. And again, you can either pick it up or we can mail it to you. And then lastly, you can just walk in the front door and walk right over to the bar, and the bartender will gladly sell you a gift card.
And the website again was?
www.theseguysbrewing.com.
Theseguysbrewing.com. Jump over there as soon as you can. Order a gift card. We're going to be grabbing some as part of Martin's Money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. We're going to grab some gift cards from These Guys Brewing and give them out here on the fourth and final segment. Anywhere else people should go to support Connecticut restaurants?
I think that anytime you have a moment to get on the Connecticut Brewers Guild or the Connecticut Restaurant Association, and you know, pick right now is the time to be picky and choosy. It's the places that you like to go the most. It's the places that you know you feel the most comfortable. The places that you know are feeling the greatest hardship. You know, we are all in this together, are we not?
Absolutely. Theseguysbrewing.com. Go support them. We come back, we're going to be giving away some These Guys Brewing gift cards, courtesy of Martin's Money and Service Station Equipment. Becca and Ray, thank you both. I am pulling for you. You guys are working tirelessly, and hopefully you guys get some much-needed relief ASAP before the end of the year.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to Real Estate Radio. We'll come back. We're giving away some of these guys' brewing gift cards here on Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. State Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. If you were listening to the last two segments with Becca and Ray, husband and wife, owners of These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich, I mean, that was tough conversation.
Somber show for us this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we like to keep it positive, but I mean, the facts are the facts right now. Our restaurants are hurting more than ever. You can go over to Facebook/One and Company Real Estate, and you can help support the movement that the Connecticut Restaurant Association is behind. You can also go to thegiftcardproject.com. You can buy restaurant gift cards, donate it to thegiftcardproject.com, and they will hand it to those in need. Some of those are going to go back to the restaurant association for some of these employees who have lost their job at restaurants. And we're going to take your callers here to wrap up the show and support Becca and Ray at These Guys Brewing in Norwich, courtesy of Martin's Money, your residential tank specialist. We're going to give away four $25 gift cards to These Guys Brewing just to end off the show on a positive note, Pat. So we're not going to make you answer any crazy questions. Just call in 860-464-9490, 860-464-9490. First four callers are going to get a gift card to These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich. A little Martin's Money rapid fire.
We have Mike from Noank already.
All right, let's get Mike on.
Hello.
Mike, how are you?
Great.
Mike, are you a beer drinker?
I am.
Good man.
I love beer.
Mike, are you buying all your beer locally from these local breweries that need your support the most? Don't tell me you're buying like Bud Light or some, you know, crap like that right now.
No, I like the.
If you're in Noank and you're not going to Outer Light over in Groton and supporting those guys, just like these guys in Norwich, we're breaking up, Mike. You and me.
Yeah, you're not getting a gift card if you tell us you're drinking Bud Light.
I don't drink Bud Light.
Good man.
All right.
No, I grew up in Norwich, so I break my heart to hear the story because I knew how Norwich was back in the 60s and 70s.
How was it in the 60s?
Oh. It was fantastic. Thursday nights, Christmas season, there was so much spirit downtown. It was, I mean, it was the hub for restaurants, entertainment, you know, arts. I mean, it was a great town. I mean, it was just a great town to grow up in, you know.
Yeah, and Becca and Ray, and, you know, they mentioned Jason Vincent, who's part of the NCDC committee. Those guys and girls are working their faces off, and they have to rebuild that downtown area. And this is it's killer. It's terrible to hear those stories, but gotta get the word out, Mike. Support these people, do what we can to help them keep going.
Mike, stay on the line. We're gonna get you a gift card to These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich, our one of four gift cards we're gonna give away here as we wrap up the show. A little rapid fire Martin's Money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Thank you, Mike. We've got Joe on the line, 860-464-9490. You can call in. We got three gift cards left. Before we get to that, Jill, we got to do our One and Company at William Ravis rewind of the week. Get that share back up there on Facebook/One and Company Real Estate. We had a new listing in Voluntown, 89 Lilybridge Ave. This is a piece of land for $20,000. Looking for some land at a really good price. 89 Lilybridge Ave in Voluntown is on for $20,000. A price improvement, 50 Tanglewood Lane in Voluntown on for $50,000.
Five Tanglewood.
Five Tanglewood. on for $50,000. So some bargain deals in V-Town happening right now. We had 10 under contracts, one in company at William Ravis this past week. We had under contracts at 66 High Street. There's only 3 units left at 66 High Street, the award-winning condo development in downtown Guilford. We also had under contracts in Colchester, a piece of land, under contracts in Groton, Wyndham, Montville, Brantford, Ridgefield, North Stonington, Montville, and Brantford. And then our closings for the week happened in East Haven, Groton, Stonington, Bristol, Brantford, and East Lyme. That's the One in Company Rewind. And for open houses this weekend, today from 12 to 2, you can go see Nadia at a Lee Bar listing, 917 Orchard Road in Berlin. That just had a new price down to $599. 917 Orchard Road in Berlin on from 12 to 2 today. Nadia, new addition to One and Company Real Estate, filling in for Lee Bar. Sunday, we've got 12 to 2, 66 High Street, award-winning condo development. Highest condo sales ever in New Haven County for both total sales and price per square foot. Those records have been set all time at 66 High Street in downtown Guilford. Go check those out from 12 to 2 tomorrow with Nicole White. Also, a couple new listings, late additions here to the Rewind, 203 Shore Road in Old Lyme. Chaz Cook from One & Company listed that for $525,000, 3-bed, 2-bath, over 1,600 square feet down there on Shore Road in Old Lyme. Also, 371 Spencer Plains Road in Westbrook is a new listing, 347.5. Great deal there, 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,900 square feet. That is the One & Company at William Ravis Real Estate Update. And we're taking your calls right now. If you've got any real estate you want to promote, go ahead. But we're doing rapid fire giveaway of some of Martin's money. We bought 4 gift cards to These Guys Brewing to help support Becca and Ray, co-owners of These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich, who, I mean, if you were listening to the first, the last 2 segments, you could hear the pain in their voice. All right, Chris, that's the Rewind. The LD music. You can cut the LD music now. We've got Joe from Montville up next. Joe, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'll tell you, I just hope everything comes back to normal before all these wonderful shops you guys are talking about all, you know, be all closed down. I mean, we didn't know how good we had it. Well, I guess we probably did know how good we had it, but boy, I sure wish it was back to the way we had it, you know?
We all do. And hopefully, I mean, There are some positive news, and we're trying to end the show off positive by giving away some gift cards courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. We're giving away gift cards to These Guys Brewing. Yeah. One of the positive things is that the vaccine has been out there, and we're hearing that by June, maybe we're going to be back to fully normal. That would be very exciting. But the restaurants, a lot of these restaurants, over 600 have closed in Connecticut. They're not going to make it till June without our support. So please do what you can. Follow the Connecticut Restaurant Association, everything that they're doing. Hashtag save CT restaurants. Get behind that trend. Buy gift cards. Get takeout. Do everything you can to help keep them afloat until potentially the summer when we're back to normal. Joe, you're getting a gift card to These Guys Brewing in Norwich. Stay on the line. Chris is going to get you hooked up there.
Thanks a lot. Good luck to everybody. Really.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Joe. We also have David from Gales Ferry. David, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. David.
I've heard of These Guys Brewing. Never been there. Love the craft beer, local craft beer. The Beard Brewing.
Place is killer. Looks beautiful. Beer is incredible. Food's fantastic.
Yep,
I recommend.
Fox Farm out in Salem. That's another great brewery too.
Absolutely. Yep. And so, David, you're going to be able to get a chance to go get some beer at These Guys Brewing in downtown Norwich. You're getting a $25 gift card. Just hold on the line, and Chris will get you set up for that so you can get your gift card, go try some of their beer.
Great. Thank you.
We have such a simple ultimatum. Drink beer, eat good food. That's your job as a supporter of Connecticut restaurants.
That's right.
That's it. Drink and be merry. Those are the things you do. And don't cough on people and wash your hands. All simple, right?
Yes.
Like, it sounds so simple.
Stay at home and order gift cards if you have symptoms, and take all the safety precautions. Go to these great establishments. I mean, Becca and Ray, their business right now, Pat, they said to us earlier on the show, is down 70%. They haven't been able to raise prices, yet they've spent thousands on PPE equipment, personal protective equipment, rather, to help protect their patrons, make their establishment safe. We can name so many of Connecticut's restaurants that have done the same. Over 600 have closed down. If we do not help them, if we don't step up as a community and do what we can and do what we feel comfortable with, a lot of these restaurants have shifted their websites to be able to sell gift cards online. If you can buy a gift card, go to thegiftcardproject.com. Follow the hashtag SaveCTRestaurants, part of the Connecticut Restaurant Association. Please, we're begging and urging, do everything you can. We know the sponsor of this show has been a huge supporter all the way through, Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist, of buying gift cards. We're going to continue to do that on the show and give them away. We didn't get it to give away all four. We'll give away one, that last one, on next week's show. Pat, BarnumPlans.com, appreciate you. Anybody have any real estate needs, of course, oneincompany.com. Jill, you had a great job. Chris, great job at 94.9. If you want to get into real estate, by the way, maybe you lost your job, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. All right. We love you guys. Be safe out there. Support your restaurants. We'll see you next week. 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.